Our scripture for this morning is John chapter 6, verses 16 through 24. When evening came, Jesus' disciples went down to the lake. They got into a boat and were crossing the lake to Capernaum. It was already getting dark and Jesus hadn't come to them yet. The water was getting rough because of a strong wind was blowing. When the wind had driven them out for about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the water. He was approaching the boat and they were afraid. He said to them, "I am, don't be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and just then the boat reached the land where they had been heading. The next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the lake realized that only one boat had been there. They knew Jesus hadn't gone with his disciples, but that the disciples had gone alone. Some boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread over which the Lord had given thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I've always had a weird relationship with my mother. We're a weird family. She's a nurse. She spent most of her nursing career as an emergency room nurse. And then later on, we were a military family with moving around. She went back, got her master's in teaching, and became a school nurse. And it was kind of odd because we'd be hanging out, we'd be watching TV or something like that, and she'd lean over and she'd start checking me for head lice. It's like stop. She's like, well, I gotta practice. And you could never get out of class. You couldn't fake being sick because all the school nurses knew your mom. And so you'd go in and say, oh, I feel really bad. I need to leave. Especially before fifth period would be great. And then they would just call up and be like, "Hey, Valerie, your kid's here. Yeah, he's got a test. Sure, I'll just send him back. That's fine." And they just send me back to school. But she's always there for me. She was the one that really poured a lot of life into me. And I always kind of made it difficult on her. I would always just do things to irritate her, find all sorts of ways just to annoy her. I'd poke her and just do things that would just annoy her. And finally, one day, she had enough, and she turned around and she had a dish towel or something like that and tried to whip me with it. And I jumped out of the way and I started running down the hall and about decapitated myself on the door frame as I was running down the hall. And this mother that cared for me so much, that poured her life into me, this nurse, this caregiver, could not stop laughing long enough to even see if I was okay. Know what day of the week is it? How many fingers am I holding up? She was just on the kitchen floor, just busting out laughing at how ridiculous it was that I probably just got a concussion, but got what was coming to me in the end. It's always just been just a special relationship that we've had. But when we think about that person that has really poured life into us, for some of us, that's a mother. For some of us, that's a father. For some, it's a sibling or even a child. I think my kids mother me more than just about anybody else. There's people that have decided to pour their life into you. There are people that you have kept up at night worrying about you. There's people that have been as stressed out about the things that we're stressed about than we have ever imagined. And it's those people that we celebrate today, that we remember has taken out of the model of the grandest source of love that we have, God, and has loved us and has poured their life into us in such an incredible way. And that comes in so many different forms. One of the phrases that I've heard so many times is, to mother means to worry. You're constantly worried. You're worried about how things are going to turn out. You're thinking about your kids, or you're thinking about those that you've taken responsibility for. And that's a very biblical kind of thought process. As we heard in the scripture this morning, and we've heard from stories all the way from Genesis to Revelation, God and angels and messengers come all the time and tell us, do not be afraid. Don't worry. Jesus told us a lot in the Gospels not to worry. And yet, that seems to be what we're really good at. If anything, it's kind of what we're wired for, even when God says, it's fine, I've got it taken care of. And in our scripture, we sort of deal with that a little bit. As we see the disciples kind of enter a very strange space where they need a little bit of extra mothering in a unique way. And the story, it kind of picks up after the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And what's interesting in the context of how we get here is the people were so amazed at this miracle that Jesus had performed in their midst that in the verse right before the ones that we read today, it talks about that they wanted to seize Jesus. They wanted to take control of Jesus and make him a king and force him to rule over them. Because apparently kings do that. You just force them to rule over you. And so Jesus decided that this was not actually the kingship that he had come for. This was not the plan of the destiny that he was doing all this for. And so he withdrew. He went, he hid in the mountains, in the caves and the spaces and the cracks and the crevices to get away from the people that were so enamored that wanted him to stay with them. And he stayed so late into the night, into the evening, that the disciples took the boat and decided to go out on the lake to the next town down the way. Now, the way that the valley is constructed is this terrible wind, this storm blew into the valley over the water, and these great waves and this wind started pushing. And it pushed the boat, it said, 3 to 4 miles out into the water. Now, if we believe from the story where they were going from where they believe the miracle of the 5,000 happened to Capernaum, it's not that much of a boat trip. It's just a quick little trip, but the wind has blown them 3 to 4 miles out into the water. And it's in the midst of that storm that they look up and they see Jesus walking towards them. Now, this story appears in some of the other Gospels, and one of the other Gospels says that they believe that it's a ghost and they cry out, that they don't even believe that it's Jesus. And in one of the other Gospels, Peter actually calls out and says, if it's really you, command me to come out into the water with you. And then we go into the story of where Jesus and Peter get out of the boat together. But this story, when they're terrified, Jesus tells them, it is I. Or I am, the word of the name of God. And he says, do not be afraid. And what's so interesting is when it gets to this point of the story, depending on how you read it and how you imagine that the story might have unfolded, every translation that I looked at says that they desired and they wanted Jesus to get into the boat. But in this scripture in John, it never says that Jesus got into the boat. What it does say is that as soon as they wanted Jesus to get into the boat, that they desired Jesus to come near to them, that immediately they were on the shore. In their terror and in their fear and their uncertainty, and their desire for Jesus to come and to take care of them so much, they're focused so much on the storm and the uncertainty that they're staring at in the face that they don't even realize that they've hit the shore, that Jesus has walked them through the storm. And Jesus gets to the shore, he's kind of like, guys, the land's already under your feet. We've already made it through. And what an incredible testimony that is to so many of those individuals that we've thought about that have poured their life into us. There are people in our lives who have decided and chosen and taken responsibility for us to walk through storms with us. That might have been a mother. That might have been a father. That might have been a sibling, a friend, a teacher, or a nurse. That might have been any number of people in your life, but they have chosen to walk with you through a storm. And when it got to the point that we were so terrified that we didn't think we'd make it on our own, we didn't think we had enough life into us, that they had to pour their life into us a little bit more to get us, we realize that we can get to the other shore because they've been with us the entire time. The gospel message that Jesus tells us time and time again, do not be afraid, do not worry, is a biblical truth because there is no point in this life when we are ever alone. We are all in some need of some mothering. And thankfully, we belong and follow after a God who loves to mother. The forgiveness, the grace, the mercy, the strength, the courage that we need to make it through those difficult times comes in abundance. Even when we can't focus through the storm and we feel like it might be the end, we realize that He has walked us and pushed us to where we need to go anyway. One of the things that I love about Mother's Day is each of us has somebody that has poured life into us in some way. And this is the day that we get to tell their story. Whether they're still with us or whether they're gone, we get to share that life and that legacy with someone else. And we get to choose to be somebody that walks through storms, that takes responsibility to pour our life into others as well, because we are modeling ourselves and we're modeling our lives after a God who is described in the scriptures as a mothering hen who covers us with the shadow of His wing. Because we're all in need of some mothering, and we've all got some more mothering to do. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, You are the God who sees us through the storm. You are the one who tells us in our deepest fears and our tremblings to not be afraid, that it will all be okay. Because, Lord, You will always be with us. You walk with us. You comfort us. There is no water that You would not cross. There is no shore that we will not find You on. That You are the God who goes with us. And we are the God in which we take comfort and strength. And we thank all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen.